So allow your body to be comfortable. Back straight but not stiff. Neck straight but not tight. Your head can be a little bit tucked, just to lengthen your neck a little bit. To begin with, just allow your body to become open. So just have a sense of openness in your feet, and in your ankles, and in your calves and shins, through your knees and up through your upper legs, into your buttock area, where you're being supported. Allow yourself to feel that support. Your belly and your lower back are open, your torso is open, your hands and arms and upper arms are open, your neck is open, and your head is open. And just let your scalp be relaxed. Allow a sense of relaxation to move down over your forehead, the sides of your head, the back of your head. And let your cheeks be relaxed. Let your lips be relaxed, and your mouth, and your tongue, and your jaw. And let your neck and your throat be relaxed. And your upper arms and your forearms and your hands all be relaxed. And let your hands be very loose and relaxed. Just for a few moments, breathe deeply all the way down into your belly, just below your navel. Allow the energy of the breath go in the lower part of your belly. And just allow every sensation of your breath expanding into your belly, lower part, and then exhaling. Your breath expands into the lower part. Spot 4 finger widths below your navel, maybe 3 or 4 finger widths in. You have your attention down there as you're breathing into that area. And just allow your mind to settle into your process of breathing. Enjoy every sensation, the breath going into the belly. And if there's still thoughts coming and going, it's okay. But see if you can gradually move your attention to a sense of just sensing your own self and your environment without a division, strong sense of inner and outer. You're just kind of sensing the environment. And in front of you, maybe 3 or 4 feet in front of you in space, a little bit above your head area, 3 or 4 feet in front of you, you can imagine, if you're familiar with Guru Rinpoche, you can imagine Guru Rinpoche, a being of light, wisdom, compassion. If you're not familiar with that, you can imagine either an orange sphere or a white sphere of light. And one of the features that we can attribute to Guru Rinpoche is we feel any kind of contraction or thoughts or feelings that are absorbing us. You can just see if those can be absorbed and dissolved into Guru Rinpoche. They won't hurt him or harm him. Just they get lifted out of us. And whatever wisdom and kindness and spaciousness there is attributed to him, maybe we can let some of that start affecting us. Any thoughts or distractions or contractions are absorbed up into Guru Rinpoche. They just dissolve. Quite miraculous. And in our heart area, there's also a being of light, Guru Rinpoche, if we're familiar, or if not, just a sphere of orange or white light, transparent, not material, essence of spaciousness and compassion. Guru Rinpoche is spacious, wisdom, compassion. And there's this deep, spacious presence in front of us. This deep, spacious presence within us. And perhaps just temporarily, we can let go of any identification with our bodies, our thoughts, our experience. Just let that all dissolve. Spaciousness in front of us, spaciousness within us, inner spaciousness, outer spaciousness. Have their thoughts or feelings. They may find their own relaxed rest in spaciousness. And if they don't, it's also okay. And in some ways, we're not emphasizing thinking, we're not emphasizing conceiving, we're not emphasizing seeing, we're not emphasizing seeking, we're just sensing inner spaciousness and outer spaciousness. And what will it be like if we just allow ourselves to rest in a spaciousness where there's no inner and no outer, just space, just space. Allow ourselves to just rest. Space. And just sense into how is your body? How is your mind? What does the space of the room feel like? Is there a hard boundary between you and the space of the room? Or is there some kind of permeability? Space, inner, space, outer. Just allow the experience of the meditation to seep into your being. And whatever peace or compassion or wisdom, space, non-duality, emptiness, it's already part of you. We're merely accessing what's already deeply in your heritage. We're just allowing deep, profound to emerge. It's always there and can be recalled. Gradually and more deeply.
If you enjoyed this meditation, please visit our website, dawnmountain.org, to subscribe to this course and find other great Dharma offerings. May all beings always have happiness and its causes. May all beings always be free of pain and its causes.